This is Tipsy Theology. You already know that.
Yeah, you knew when you clicked on our face. You knew exactly our face isn't there, but our name is, so you knew exactly.
We have an announcement for you.
Yeah, that's right. So, guys, if you haven't heard, we started a Patreon.
Ha ha ha!
Why? We want your money.
We want money, but we want you to have stuff too, so you don't feel like we're manipulating you. So we're going to offer different things in different areas, like most people do.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people say the podcast in itself is worth some sort of monetary value.
Yeah.
A couple pennies, a couple quarters.
Yeah, why not?
But we want to offer you more stuff.
Why not?
And give you more opportunity to give us money.
Yeah, why not? So we're going to be offering things like a devotional. We're going to be offering like live streams, Q&As after the episodes.
Yeah, a newsletter. And that'll probably be free, but we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll be going along those lines. So check out our Patreon for more. The link will be in the description.
That's right.
https://patreon.com/tipsytheology. It's Whiskey Wednesday, and this is Bryce. Hello.
That's the intro?
That's the intro.
That was really fast. Wait.
We got to talk.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers, Chris.
So I did the fastest intro we've ever had because I want to maximize the time that we have to talk.
There we go. We're all about efficiency here.
That's right. Uh-huh. I probably undid a regular intro just talking about why I did the intro quickly.
Dude, you're just using so much time right now.
I know. We're burning it. Like
we're
calories.
Burning it like it's nothing.
Yes. You burn a lot of calories.
Do you like that segue?
Yeah. I think on my 50-mile run, it was like 4,500, almost 5,000 calories.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And I ate like, I think, half a Cliff Bar during that run.
Do you fasted running?
Yeah, I don't.
You know you can burn more calories.
I mean, I don't eat.
That sounds like
running.
A recipe for passing out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, no, I don't really eat before running. It's like I get. Really? Yeah, not like I mean.
I'll
have like a little bit. Like I don't want a full stomach because you don't want to run on a full stomach.
No, it'd make you sick.
No. Yeah.
I usually try to wait like a couple hours and then.
Oh yeah, at least, and then after run two is also important. You don't want to eat immediately after run,
yeah,
because your stomach has
Makes
been
me so bad.
Yeah,
I feel bad. Yeah,
yeah. So,
anyways, we want to talk a little about the feely feely this time.
Well, you brought the right guy here for the feely feelies.
Yeah,
I'm all caught up in the feely feelies.
Mr. Feels,
Mr. Feels over here. Yeah,
I noticed you're wearing the same shirt as last time too. It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah,
it's so this embarrassing.
For 2 weeks. That's how long these episodes are with each other. 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Insane. But yeah, feely feelies. Yeah, I'm all up in them.
So we talked a little last time about how running has impacted you, how it's affected you,
yeah,
and how it's aided in your Christian life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, mentally, what does running do for you? You touched on it briefly.
Yeah. So mentally, you know, usually before a run, I'm like really down and depressed about something. So not all the time, but sometimes that's just how it plays out, and running is the best way to deal with it. And usually, running releases endorphins in your brain too, so that gives you that
Seems
makes
like
you
science. I said no thinking this time.
Yeah, sorry, but it's funny how. But yeah, but
no, I'm teasing. Keep going.
So I mean, you do this thing called runner's high. That is a big thing. Yeah, when I get done running, it's like man, and this doesn't have to do with just running though. It's like just overcoming something. Man, I did something difficult today.
Mm.
And when you're down, I mean, this is me. I can't say for everyone, but like when I'm down and depressed, it's like, ooh, there's this thing that's really hard, you know? And I think in today's culture, there might be a lot of kids these days that like, because me growing up, I didn't really have to struggle for anything. So like getting into adulthood, I like, oh, there's struggle in this world. This is hard, or it can be hard sometimes. And so it's like you have to like force struggle on yourself just so that you can like learn how to overcome things. And for me, it's running. It's like, okay, overcame this very difficult thing. Oh, now I know I'm capable of doing it. And then I get strength and I build confidence from that too. But other people can use different things. Like I know our friends, the Sawyers, they use painting.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they relax and they sit and think about things. Trey, you said you use some other things as well. Maybe you can talk about those.
Yeah, I mean, whenever, first of all, I just want to say, I love the way that you are. I mean, Bryce, I don't know you at all. Like, this is the first time I've ever talked to you. Mm-hmm. And I think the way you're talking about these mental health issues is really healthy.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up, I grew up in the stigma of mental health where it's like, oh, you're depressed, pray it away.
Yeah.
Or
don't
it's be. Like, hey,
yeah.
Don't be. Obviously, Christians have the joy of Christ in them. So what are you doing wrong?
What do you have upset about?
You're not
a whole lot.
You're not
praying.
Go.
Yeah. And it's kind of the thing too. Growing up, I always heard like, "Oh, you're a man. Like, you can't let it show. Like,
right.
Keep it inside. Get
Which
over
is why
it.
I've never once cried in my entire life.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Paul and I definitely
not on this podcast.
Paul's got that toxic masculinity energy going on today.
I feel like I have to. We're talking about all these feelings.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sure. Fair enough. Yeah. But I am somebody that, I mean, I experienced depression throughout the year, but I have seasonal disorder where it's, you know, it gets bad around this time of year in the summer and then bad again around December. So luckily I think I'm on the tail end of this part, this one That's of awesome. Two parts of 2021. But some of the things that I have to do, like I get into this debilitating state where I can't do anything but like sit there, and that makes me more depressed, obviously.
Exactly.
Right? 'Cause I'm like,
exactly.
Oh, why can't you do anything? Mm-hmm. Anyways. And so it's this shame cycle that just puts me deeper in the pit. But two of the things I do is I write some fiction. I write fiction, and that is a very therapeutic thing for me. I mean, I do go to therapy. That helps a lot. But, you know, when I don't have that scheduled in, then I go and I write. And just writing this, just engaging in, you know, this creative act, that seems to be a place where Christ meets me, and Christ reminds me of my purpose, and Christ reminds me, you know, that I have purpose on the earth, and, you know, this life is worth living, right?
Yeah.
I just have to have a creative outlet. I think that's part of it, is we have to accomplish something.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound healthy, but you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Cause it's not about production, but our lives are not about production. Mm-hmm. I mean, we might be taught that in Western, you know, individuation where we're like produce. What can you produce? Like, that's your worth. No, that's not it either. Anyways, Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I would say there's so much to this too. It's great to hear the different outlets for these things. I'm curious to try to understand. This is something that I'm not capable of being able to speak on because I don't know anything about it. But it's like, why those develop in certain ways. So like for you, you talked about last time, you know, something would be going on. You just go out for a walk and you realize like, this is helpful for me. This is healthy. I know one of the things that I've done to kind of, you know, when I was going through a huge phase of depression and everything in my life for a long time, one of the things that helped was just sitting in, like, facing these thoughts head on and really trying to tackle them. And so for me, it's like, if I'm going through like depression, then it's like, yeah, I've got to sit and maybe I'll smoke a pipe, and I just need to sit and like really just attack my thoughts and like try to face them head on. Like someone might,
just sitting there
running. Yeah.
That's terrifying to me.
And for me, it is terrifying.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, that's what helps me is like, okay, let's really try to, you know, diagnose these thoughts and figure out what's going on. But when it's something like I mentioned earlier, Trey's bringing up toxic masculinity. But it's like, there's times when, you know, throughout my day, I can get angry at things and I get very frustrated. A lot of times, which some people might be laughing at that idea. It's like, I get angry too. One of the things that helps me with that is exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I have an outlet to get rid of this, this energy, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to hear just the differences that each of us have of how do we deal with these emotions and these thoughts.
Yeah. I would say, I don't deal with everything by running. I kind of am understanding what you're saying now. Because I think one is running. It's like, I guess it might be the anger too. I think I am similar to you. Then the other one, like if I'm dealing with stuff, like I've really learned that I need to start talking to people more, just talking with friends, and because it isn't always nice to be stuck up in your own head and be struggling with things.
Not at all.
No. And that was one thing I was, I learned within the last year. And Paul, has been a big part of that. It's like, he's just like, hey, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? Let's talk about it. You know? You don't need to feel like you need to sit here and like run or go paint or go write and like sit there and be like, I need to figure this out. Or God, me and God are going to sit here and figure it out. It's like, God has also placed people in your life too. Mm-hmm. You know, that are there to help you. And if you're, I mean, most people have, there's someone in your life that is going to talk to you or is willing to talk to you. So, seek that out as well. Yeah. That's been a big help for me.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of the biggest lies that I believe for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people do, is the idea that you're the only one dealing with this. You're the only one struggling.
Yeah.
And it's like, that can't be further from the truth. Not only are you not the only one struggling with, you know, sometimes even how specific do you want to be? there's someone else dealing with something very similar. But you're not the only one who wants to talk about it either.
Yeah.
It's like, but sometimes, you know, there needs to be that invitation that isn't always there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need to seek that out. But I think also on the other side of that, we need to be people that seek it out for other people too.
Yeah.
Who, you know, don't have that initiative to ask, who don't feel invited, but they ask anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we need to strive to be the people that offer that for other people. Mm-hmm. Then also when we're on that side of it, it's like, how do I invite others to help me?
Yeah. That was like, you know, Daniel, I think he was on here a little bit ago, like recently, he was like, hey Bryce, how you doing?
Yeah.
And I knew it wasn't like these casual, like, oh, hey, dude, nice to see you. It's been a while. How you doing? Good. It's like, no, it's like, how are you really? And it's like, oh, there's like not a lot of people that like, and it kind of made me feel.
I always hate that question. It's like, how much time do you have?
Yeah. But it kind of made me feel guilty. It's like, man, have I like really asked like some of my close friends, like, hey, man, like, how are you doing lately? Like, let's talk. Like, what's going on? You know? And so, yeah, we do. I agree with you. We do need to be going out there and seeking other people. Because I mean, I know where I was, it's always nice to have people seek me out and ask me how it's going. So it's like,
yeah,
I kind of need to learn and I need to get better at kind of returning the favor to other people.
Yeah. If I could jump in, I think the one thing, like, I think the one message I want to get, I want to see what y'all think about this, but the one message I want to get across in this podcast specifically is, your outlet for dealing with these things doesn't have to look Christian in order for Christ to meet you there.
Yeah.
Like running in its essence, there's nothing Christian about running, but that's where Christ meets Bryce. And that's where Bryce that rhymes. So I mix them up, but that's where he's not running away. Like in the part one, he said, some people would say he's running from his demons. That's not running from his demons. That's facing them head on. Yeah. Right. And so, I mean, my outlets are writing and art and those kinds of things. And they're not essentially Christian in nature. I mean, a lot of my paintings turn out to be super religious, but at the same time, like,
yeah,
that's not the intent, but I mean, Christ meets me there. So,
yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it can be as simple as like, I'll even go as far to talking about physical exercise. Like for me, a long time, I had a punching bag back in Ohio, and that was one of the things that I used for a long time.
Punching bags are great.
I know, they're amazing.
I love them.
But it's like it doesn't seem very inherently Christian, but that's where I felt a lot of peace a lot of times. You know, when I was getting that anger out, and I was like, I can pray while I'm doing this too. It's great.
Just while you're throwing a left hook.
Dre may swear I just throw punches.
I was gonna make a pacifist joke.
I was thinking
it
too.
No, you can't do that. No, but wait, did you say something about me swearing?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a big thing. Okay.
I was like, in prayer. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, something I started doing, when I realized that I was, you know, I took the Enneagram test and realized I was closely related to the Enneagram 1, and I was perfectionistic and morally uptight. Like, I mean, that's the self-righteous type right there. Like, we don't do anything wrong. And then I listened to another pastor that identified with this type, and he said, you know, he started to cuss while he prayed.
Yeah.
And I hadn't said a cuss word up until that point.
Whoa.
And so I started cussing as I prayed, and I was like, man, this feels good. And it's like, God can handle that, right? And it took using those words to be honest with God in the first place. So that's what that's, I mean, it kind of made them necessary almost.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to all of you who don't like swear words, but I cuss when I pray. I'm sorry. And I have a friend here in Georgia that like knows me as the person that cuss while he prays. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be that guy.
Sure. That's me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the thing to look for that too, in what we're saying is like, there's so many different outlets.
Mm-hmm.
That people can experience with how do you meet Christ in that time of suffering?
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks different for every person.
It's different for everyone. Like, these are all very complicated things, and we just need to go out and pray that the Lord, like, we can be doing anything, cooking. It's like, hey, Lord,
yeah.
Start off our day with like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing today, but you know, just be with me. You know, mm-hmm. give me the strength to get through whatever I am going to do today. You know, it can be the simplest things, but we can find joy and peace in that. Doesn't have to be big too. So I always struggle with, oh, I have to do this big thing, you know, and everything. It's like, no, doesn't have to be. Take it easy.
Yeah. So I'll even share. I'm trying to decide how comfortable I feel like sharing all this too, because it's just part of my morning routine now that I've been working on. I feel like my motivation seems to drop when I share too much sometimes about what I'm trying to do in the morning. So one thing I've been trying to do is wake up early, enough time to go and just walk a mile. Miles easy, and I just use that time to read scripture and pray, and. A lot of it had to do with one of the things I know I've talked about with other people off air before, and I've even posted about it on my Twitter, if you guys aren't following, or Instagram even. but it's the idea that I want to love God first and most, so that way I can love other people effectively. Mm. And so that's been my prayer for the last couple of weeks, is God, help me to love you most, and not love myself, not love other people more than I love God and what he has done and the things that he's accomplished. It's like, yeah, So that's been my prayer. And that's one of the things that I've been doing now that I feel like is helping me focus on that. Not just because it's the first thing, but it just helps that it's like, I've set this time aside for that to be my moment to do that and experience that with God. And that's been one of the things it utilizes a form of exercise, which is just intentional walking. but for me, it's like it's so peaceful to be able to walk through that and to approach God in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Has been very beneficial for me.
Yeah.
And that's something that I would not normally think of doing, but it's something I've started to do.
Yeah, I need to get better at that too. Setting that time aside in the morning, not necessarily to sit and, because I know a lot of people sit and pray and read, but it's like, yeah, get outside too. Well, yeah. It doesn't have to be sitting on your couch doing that. Like, you can go.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Like, the one I got really way too early the one time, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go walk. It's like 4:30 in the morning.
It's dark.
I'm going to go do it. And there's like just bats flying around eating bugs. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, this morning I saw a tree frog, and I was like, that's sweet. But it's like those things. It doesn't have to be the morning. Again, it's like, I was laughing about it myself earlier. I was like, it just because someone does it in the morning doesn't mean you're more elite than the other person. It's like, you know, some people are like, I like to work out 3 in the morning. It's like, I work out like 2 in the afternoon. It doesn't matter as long as you're intentional about those
Absolutely.
Things. That's the thing, like with with praying or reading or just any time with God. It's like, it needs to be intentional. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter when you do it, as long as it's intentional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
2 for 2.
Man, I feel special.
What is going on?
I feel special. I think you guys just need me all alone.
Bryce is making me more agreeable. I don't know why.
Maybe it's that larceny. I don't know.
Just, I don't feel like fighting today. I don't know why.
I worked out earlier, so maybe that's that's great. Well, Trey, do you want to close this up?
Yeah, I mean, I hope our listeners take from this episode that, I mean, we talk a lot about mental health here, and we talk a lot about fitness too, and how, you know, how that can help with mental health. But, I mean, I'm just glad that we can have this podcast where we can openly admit that these things exist and they're part of the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always a prayer that takes it away. right? And yeah. oftentimes it's not a prayer that takes it away. And so don't neglect the fact that, Christ can meet you in your outlet and, you know, remind you of who you are and what your purpose is.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
It's a little Philly right there.
Yeah. Little Philly. I like the Philly.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Well, hey, Bryce, you want to close this out?
How do I do that?
You're an avid listener.
I'm an avid listener. Well,
you know what we do.
I want to throw.
I don't remember.
I was happy to be here with you, Paul, and Trey, to finally be able to meet you after listening to all the episodes. I feel honored, and I enjoyed my time here. Just want to give a huge shout out to Maximize Digital and Annie, who is not here, but she'll most likely be doing the editing. So huge shout out to Annie, and huge shout out to Paul and Trey for being agreeable today.
Oh, that's perfect. That was perfect. Great job, Bryce.
So good.
Dude, it was a pleasure to have you on, man.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's always great. I love talking to the Bryce. That's what we call him in Ohio.
The Bryce. I'm not going to say my new nickname.
Oh, yeah. Tell me later. Yeah. And yeah, I look forward to talking more and spending more time with you.
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to, even though it was last minute, to come on here and share. Yeah. That's difficult, but thank you for being open and willing to do that.
Of course. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Sweet.